Very nice, very nice.
Now, what would you like?
Everything, 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 everything.
You call the right station, and here it is.
Hello, my dear friends.
Hello. Hardest thing about this this entire radio show thing is the opening word, the opening couple of words, like how to say hello. You just can't help but sound ridiculous. Hiya,
hiya,
hello. Anyway, hello. Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while. It's a pleasure to be back. Got some good songs for you. Nothing revelatory. Nothing. No, I'm not changing the script. Not reinventing the wheel. Just going to play some nice songs and probably talk some nonsense and make up some facts in between. Yeah. So how about we have the first one and I'll stop talking. Nice one.
Trespass against us. Lead us
not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Controversy.
Lovely stuff. Prince, Controversy. Controversy. Controversy? Controversy? From the album the same name. Brilliant. So clean. Really, really lovely. And a full outstretched 7 minutes. Absolutely beautiful. Can even forgive him a bit of slap bass on that tune. Yeah, so good, man. At his peak. Okay. So, yeah. Apologies for the noise in the background. I'm watching the football. Palace are beating Brighton 3-2 at the moment. So, should we have another song? This is fun, isn't it? It's been a while. It's nice to be back.
Boing, boom, chuck. Boing, boom, chuck. Boing, boom, chuck. Boing, ping, boom, chuck. Ping, boing, ping, boom, chuck. Ping, boing, ping, boom, chuck. Ping. Boing, ping, boom, chuck. Ping. Boing, ping, boom, chuck. Boing, ping, boom, chuck. Boing, ping, boom, chuck, 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 chuck. Boing, ping, boom, chuck, 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 chuck. Boing, ping, boom, chuck, 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 chuck.
Stop. Techno pop. Music non-stop.
Techno-talk.
Kraftwerk and Boing Boom Chak. I'm pretty sure I've played that song before on a show, but it's amazing. I think it's probably my favourite Kraftwerk tune. It's wicked. I imagine they had loads of fun making that. It's so much imagination going into it, so much creativity, and you've got some real proper staples of the era, the keyboard sound kind of chiming in here and there, like not oversaturated, but just now and again, just that sort of descending line. Just sounds beautiful, and it's so it's nice when something's really dated but still sounds good, still sounds kind of I don't know, you know what I mean, you know, stuff's dated and it kind of it's almost a bad term to call something dated is to put it down, but I love it when stuff's dated and it gives you an idea of what was going on at the time. I'm talking nonsense, obviously. Anyway, so this show is going to be essentially an abridged version of what I played at the Old Guard the other weekend. It was really good. Well, the day was really good. I think my set was okay. It was all kind of 80s, a bit of post-punk, bit of funk, bit of electronic stuff. I think it held together well. It was a really good day. So here are the tunes. Here's another one.
Go forward, move ahead, try to detect it, it's
Step it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead, try to detect it, it's not too late, to whip it, into shape, shape it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead, try to detect it, it's not too late.
Yeah, Devo with Whip It. Lovely little tune. I listened to... rather than waste your time listening to me rambling and talking nonsense, you should listen to Mark Maron, WTF, what the fuck. He did a really nice interview with Mark Mothersbaugh recently. And the guy's really fascinating. He's ended up doing a load of soundtrack stuff. He does all the Wes Anderson films, and he's done lots of other stuff. He's a... an interesting, kind of really chilled, quiet, unassuming chap, but like to think that he was part of Devo is kind of incongruous. It's nice. Okay, so we've got a couple of absolute worldies now. My future wife, Grace Jones, and then a bit of Talking Heads.
Now in the parking lot garage, I found a proper place. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? This is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me up. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was. 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 Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water. Water. Remove the water at the bottom of the ocean. Water dissolving and water removing. House. You may ask yourself, where does that highway go to? And you may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Talking Heads and Once in a Lifetime, beautiful song, such a banker. You can play that in any DJ set and it goes down an absolute storm. Next tune I'm going to play is it's a cover by a band called The Slits. I heard it through the grapevine, and the thing is, it's a dangerous song to cover because there's a seminal version. Not the original. The seminal version is Marvin Gaye did it, and I mean everyone knows that tune, man. You can play it again as another tune. You can drop into any DJ set, and the whole room lifts. But yeah, the original was Gladys Knight and the Pips. Marvin Gaye did it. Creedence Clearwater Revival did an amazing a stomping version, really really strong heavy version. But this is class. This is really lovely, and it fitted nicely into this little set that I played the other day. The Slits, I heard it through grapevine.
Will you be my baby? Will you be my baby? Da-da-da-da-da. I heard it through the grapevine. Now what's wrong, girl? Will you be my baby? Da-da-da-da. I heard it through the grapevine. What's wrong, girl? Will you be my baby?
Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Up, running perfect, starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling,
calling. Across the stratosphere, a final message. Give my wife my love, then nothing more. Far beneath the ship, the world is mourning. They don't realize he's alive. No one understands, but Major Tom sees. Now the light commands. This is my home. I'm coming home.
Coming home, earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, coming home, earth below.
Lovely, lovely tune that. Major Tom, Coming Home by Peter Schilling. Originally done in German. It was released in 1983. It's a wicked tune. Lovely squelchy synths all over it. And then a massive, massive pop chorus. Really, really lovely tune. It's one of them tunes that I always try and push on people. I've got to hear this tune. Yeah, really good. What was I going to say about it? I was going to say something else. Can't remember now. Saw it on a TV show, Deutschland 83. Really good show, actually. Check it out. Okay, we're going to move it. This is good, isn't it? It's been a while since I've done this, and I'm quite enjoying it. It's nice. It's nice annoying people with songs and making them listen to them. Let's lift it a little bit. Martha and the Muffins. What a name. What a brilliant band name. Echo Beach. Martha and her Muffins doing Echo Beach. Lovely tune. Another really massive pop chorus. It's funny, I kind of... part of the reason I decided to do this kind of 80s post-punk funk kind of pop thing for the Old Guard was I've got a mate who has no good things to say about the 80s. And as much as it was fucking awful, there was a lot of good tunes. It's far too easy a thing to say for a lot of people that the 80s didn't have anything good, but Christ, it's a ridiculous statement. Absolutely ridiculous. I'm not even going to dignify it with listing the amount of good stuff out there, but this is a particular little little avenue that I'm a fan of, this kind of the stuff that I'm playing on this show. I'm going to deviate from that, because from that essentially argument with a mate of mine about the 80s being good or bad, another pal of mine piped up with a few bands, and this is one of the bands that he suggested, which is a fantastic example of why it's such a nonsense thing to say that the 80s was a shit time. It was a beautiful time. It's a deviation from the theme. It's not strictly speaking part of that. I'm listening to You'll Never Walk Alone at the moment. Liverpool are about to play Bournemouth. I've got Salah in my dream team, so hopefully he'll score at least. Anyway, Echo and the Bunnymen. Oh, here you go. I didn't even mean to do that. Liverpool's finest. Echo and the Bunnymen. Go on, Ian.
Give yourself to him.
Fool and Totally Wired. What an amazing tune. And another fallen soldier, Marky Smith, died in January this year. What a character, an amazing guy. I imagine I'd have probably hated him. I don't know, I might have got on with him, but I can't help thinking I'd want to knock him out. But I'm glad he existed. It's one of those people that it doesn't really matter what your opinion of them is. The world's a better place with people like that in it. Makes the place a bit more interesting. And I hate to say it, but I wonder if that's dying out. I wonder if there are still people like that around. Maybe there are. Maybe I'm just being grumpy and old. And anyway, a couple of bangers left. Two more tunes. Again, I'm not sticking to the theme too strictly because I don't really do that. You've probably seen me. Well, hopefully, if you're listening to this, then I'd imagine you've seen me DJ before. I tend not to stick to one thing for too long. So on that note, a bit of power pop. It's still 80s though, and an amazing tune. It's a band called The Only Ones. The lead singer's come back recently and done a solo album, which is alarmingly good, surprisingly good. But yeah, this is The Only Ones, and the song is beautiful. It's Another Girl, Another Planet. The Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet. So good. And yeah, Peter Perrett's got such a wicked voice. I don't know if you know. Obviously, the Roses, Stone Roses, an amazing band, obviously. Everyone knows my love of that band. But John Squire has done solo stuff, and his voice is. I can't help but think he's listened to a lot of Peter Perrett singing and taking his cues from that guy. But yeah, wicked. Lovely. Okay, cool. I think we're done. I'm going to play one more tune. Thanks for listening. It's been lovely. I've enjoyed it. Might do it again. Not too far in the future because it's I don't know, it's fun, isn't it? And what better way to spend a bit of time together than listen to some good tunes. Alright, take it easy. I'll see you soon. This is New Order and Blue Monday.
I thought I told you to leave me while I walked out. Radio.